Hello.
Hi, this is Emma from Local Splash. I'm looking for Mr. Chase Flippin.
It's me. How are you?
Yes, sir. I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. And yes, actually, I'm calling in just to give you updates about your account. This call will take about 10 to 15 minutes. Is this a good time?
Sure.
It is?
Yes. Yeah, I'm at the office right now.
I see. Sorry, I thought I lost you. But yes, can you help me with your security word? It's your mother's maiden name.
Miller.
Fantastic. Today, I'd like to talk about the progress of your account, the things that we've done for your campaign, and I'll walk you through the client dashboard and see if you have questions with it, or see if you've got questions about the campaign in general. So it's been 21 days or 3 weeks since I joined Local Splash, and so far we are done with content creation, which is search engine optimized. We also have submitted your business to online directories, including Google, Yahoo, and Bing. All of the things we did will definitely help with brand awareness and online exposure, especially for customers who are actively searching for your services. Mm-hmm. As for your Google business profile or your Google listing, sir, looking at it, it's not verified yet, and we've sent you email asking you to complete or to send over some business documentation. Have you sent pictures of your business documents already?
Okay. Which, like my EIN number and stuff?
Yes. Yes, sir.
I'm pretty sure I sent that email. Yes, ma'am.
Let's see. Do you happen to remember when was that? Was it when you started this campaign or when you signed up, or it was just recent?
It's been pretty recent. It's been like 3 weeks probably, but I've been trying to get all this stuff done. Like there's a video verification that I was supposed to do, but I haven't had time to just sit here and do anything for anybody. I've been so overwhelmed with work, but I'm good for right now. If there's anything that I need to do, I can send it to you right this second. If you'll give me an email that I can forward over my business documents to, I sure can.
All right. Let me go ahead and do that. Give me just a minute, okay? Let me send the email asking for the business documentation. Hold on. Okay. So I'll send an email now. It has acceptable types of business verification proofs that are that Google are accepting. So please just go over the email. And then other than that, just to really set proper expectations, by the time the listing gets verified, we will need at least 2 or 3 weeks before we can start giving you good results. So that's like 45 days roughly from the day you started. So we're hoping that we can get this verified. For now, that's the only thing that we need for the listing to be verified, just the business documentation, and we'll go ahead and contact Google and ask them for additional verification options, okay?
Okay.
Please check your email regularly. Now, the other thing that we need from you, sir, is, Like, we've sent you an email so you can apply or so you can, like, grant us access to your domain. The email was sent back on the 13th. Hold on, let's see. On the 11th. Can you check your email on the 11th? It's titled Push Your My Site Live.
It says what? Push your what?
The title of the email, it says Push Your My Site Live. My site, that's the name of our website. That's how we call the website that we are promoting.
What email did you send it to?
To chaseflippin3@gmail.com.
Okay, that's why. Because I tried to give them the domain name or my email address for my company, but they can't send it to me for some reason. They said it doesn't show up. I don't know why. So I don't check this other email.
Sorry, what was that?
Yeah, chaseflippin3@gmail.com is not my business email address. I tried telling the lady the other day.
Mm. So it's what's Chase the business email?
It's Chase, C-H-A-S-E, at Flippin, F-L-I-P-P-I-N, floors, with an S, .com.
Okay. But for now, do you have access to your personal email?
Yes, but this is what is going to keep happening. Is there a reason why you can't use my other email?
I'll go ahead and take a look. Hold on.
But I logged into this other one now, so.
Okay. Let's see. I'll go ahead and update the email that we have here, okay? And then I'll try to send a sample email. Let's see if it would go through this time. Hold on. So that's Chase at flippinfloor.com, correct?
Yes.
I'll go ahead and resend the email that we sent you, the one that I was asking you to look for.
Okay.
Just a sample email, okay?
Mm-hmm. But is there a reason why they didn't set it up on my original email, or?
Well, usually there would be a note on the account saying that the emails failed, but I'm not seeing that note either, so I do not know exactly why we have your personal email instead.
Okay. And you sent that to Chase at flippinfloors.com? I'm going to go ahead and send you the business stuff. So, utility bill show them. Are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Oh, you're fine.
Are you trying to reply to the email asking for the documentation?
Yes.
Or just send it.
Okay. Well, I don't have access to the email, so I'll have to check with our team later on and make sure that we receive it. Now, the other email, I sent a sample email to your business email. Can you possibly check it right now and see if you have received it?
Sure. I have not.
No.
Did you spell it correctly?
Yes, chase@flippinfloor.com.
Yep.
And that could be the reason why we had to use your personal email. What about like other emails not from us? Are you getting it?
I'm getting them to my personal email. Like, oh, not from you? Yeah, I get all of my,
not from us.
Yeah, all of my stuff comes through chase@flippinfloors.com because that's my business email.
It's weird. I'll go ahead and check with our team as to why, for some reason, our emails are not going through. But for now, I'll go ahead and put it back to your personal email just to make sure you won't miss any of our communications, okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, the other thing is back on the 11th, or actually, yes, back on the 11th, there was an email. Again, it was titled Push Your My Site Live. Can you try to search for that email and then try to follow the instructions so we can get access to your domain?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we did this once before already, and it wouldn't give y'all access again. Okay, I am on Local Splat. What was the email? Say it again.
The email that's Push Your My Site Live. Push, P-U. S-H, your...
And you said it was on the 11th?
Yes, on the 11th.
I don't have an email from you guys on the 11th. I have one from you on October 22nd, and then one on October 6th.
Let me just resend it now, okay? Here we go.
Okay, going to my personal?
Yes, personal, sorry, personal.
Okay, okay. Hey, Alexa, what time do the Rangers play?
Today, in Game 7 of the ALCS. The
Alexa,
Texas
stop.
Rangers...
Are you still working on giving us access?
Access to what?
Okay. Sorry, what was that?
Do what?
Yes, sir. Hello. Can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Okay. So are you trying to give us access to the domain? Are you following the instruction in the email or what?
You just said that you were going to send me something, and I still haven't received what you were trying to send, so I wasn't working on anything else.
Oh. I actually sent the email already to your personal email.
Okay. Well, okay. All right. Push your My Site Live. Is that what you're asking for?
Yes. Yes, that's the one.
Okay. All right. I'm on domain.com. Log into your domain host, go to the domain master area, and find the DNS and the keyword options. Okay. Host. Thank you. Are you familiar with domain.com?
No, sir.
I don't know how to do this. I'm on domain.com, and I don't see where the DNS settings are.
I see. Well, can I set up an appointment with our website team so they can, like, walk you through? They're more knowledgeable than I do when it comes to, like, the website thing. Do you have any time, like, any specific time that you want them to call you?
We're in and out all day long. It's, you know, we're running jobs all day, so it's just hit or miss if I'm going to be at the office.
I see. Okay, if that's the case, we will try to contact you. If you will know you're going to be available in a certain time, let us know if in case you missed the phone call, okay?
Okay.
That way we can get this set up. Because your website, it's okay if we could have been running your own website if it's set up, but looking at it, like, no, there's nothing on your domain, so it's important that we get access to your domain as soon as possible. Now, the other thing is I see you spoke with our Facebook team on the 20th, last Friday. And, however,
yes.
It looks like you have forgotten your password. Did you figure it out already?
I did, yes.
Okay. Did you add us already to the page, or can you do that now?
I would love to do that now so I can get that finished.
Okay.
And you'll have to tell me how to do it again.
Sure. Are you going to do this on your computer, or are you doing this on your phone?
My computer is open and ready right now.
Okay. So please go to your page.
Yep. I'm there.
Go to your business Facebook page, and then go to settings on your Facebook page.
Yep.
And then look for new pages experience.
Okay. There.
And then you would see there, like, Facebook now. People with Facebook access, click on add new.
Yep.
There are two in there with task access and with Facebook access. So I need you to select the one with Facebook access.
Okay.
And then look for Kyle Wallenberg. The first name is just four letters, Kyle, K-Y-L-E.
Yeah, what was his last name?
That would be, yes, Wallenberg, W-O-H, Whiskey Oscar Hotel, L-E-N, Lima, Echo November, and then Berg, like an iceberg.
He's sitting on a little step, Kyle Emerton?
Yes, that's the one.
Yep.
And then there's, like, a slider at the bottom before you click on next. Please, like, turn it on. That way you will get full access. If you'll get full access, it can help you optimize your business Facebook page instead of just running Facebook ads. And then let me know once you have successfully added him.
Okay, he's been invited.
All right. So, let's see. Actually, those are all the things that we needed from you. So, we've got the business documentation. As for the domain access, though, again, I'll have to ask our team to call you. Hopefully, we get this done today. If not, we'll try it some other day.
Okay.
And then we've got Facebook access. So just to set proper expectations about Facebook ads, it will take us like 3 days at least to get your Facebook ads running. The moment it's up and live, we will let you know via email. You can see the preview of the Facebook ads directly through your client dashboard, which brings me to my next question. Do you have the login credentials to your client dashboard, or do you want me to send it to you?
Yeah, if you can send it to me, that'd be great.
Okay. The dashboard is a place where you can check for the updates of your account without needing to call us. It's important that you get access to this. It's mobile friendly, so anytime, anywhere, you can use your phone to log in. And also, the email that I'll be sending contains a 5-minute video walkthrough of all the things that you can do in the dashboard. So if you have extra 5 minutes, I highly recommend that you go over the dashboard out the video so you can maximize the dashboard or the platform to your advantage. And then also, once the listing goes live, it's recommended that you start gaining reviews the moment it's live. That way we can help speed up the progress of your account. So as early as now, if you're currently working on some projects, might as well set proper expectations with your client that later on you will be needing their help in building your Google Business profile, and that's by giving you reviews, okay?
Okay.
All right, and also send us some pictures, pictures of your completed projects. That way we can display it on your website once it's up and running. Pictures attract clients. That's one thing's for sure. So far, those are actually all the things I wanted to discuss with you today, not unless you have any questions for me.
I'm good. I don't have any questions.
I see. All right, if anything else, this would be the best phone number that you can call us. You can also initiate a chat through the client dashboard. Thank you so much for your time today, Chase. You stay safe, and I hope you will have a productive week ahead. Goodbye.
Thank you. You too.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.